Our Minecraft server is provided by ServerCraft, offering reliability, support, and performance. Get your own server from servercraft.co. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Our episode this week is sponsored by these awesome folks. Jackie Zhu, who says, Google can't pronounce my surname right, so do your best. And Scroll Guides says, hi, colon, hyphen, closing parentheses. Malpin says, Minecraft seed, pedalthecause.org. And then go to X348 and Z-84, and that's pedal, P-E-D-A-L. No Pride says, thanks, Harry, for servercraft.co and for your expert mod help. And Other Living says, all work and no Minecraft makes Jack a dull boy.
Can't sleep.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 29, recorded on April 9th, 2011.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And today we're joined by Machinima Realm, straight from LA, California. First up, we got Joel Rubin, who is the director of Realm Programming.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Joel. And also, we have Sean Novak, who is the managing producer.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Dandy.
That is correct.
So, LA, huh?
LA.
Oh, God. It's gorgeous here. Just gorgeous.
I've only been out once, and it was right there on the beach, and it was for a Live Journal meetup, and we had a great time, and I met some porn stars.
Nice. Did you Live Journal your trip to the beach?
Yes, we did, but now this was many years ago, back when Live Journal was cool and not Russian.
Yeah, that's a little ancient.
It is. It's like it's geriatric. It's just like, you know, it's the geriatric of the blogging world, you know.
Yeah.
Grit's a beach man. He's a big surfer. Are you gonna go surfing this week, Sean?
It's a little cold right now, but yeah, I may actually get out on Sunday if I can patch up the holes in my suit.
Nice.
You putting in some extra like radiation protection in that suit?
You know, actually, I prefer to surf as close to radiation as possible. The San Onofre nuclear power plant, specifically. Nice waves around the saltwater inlet for the
mutant
plant.
Waves.
That's right. Get yourself some superpowers while you're at it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I know we were looking for a guest to get on, and we know y'all do a lot of Minecraft stuff, so we thought y'all would fit in perfectly with guest hosts on the show. Do y'all want to tell the audience a little bit about some of the different shows y'all do Minecraft-wise?
Yeah, I can talk a little bit about the shows we do, and then Grit, you can talk about... Sean's online name is Grit, so I will probably refer to him as back and forth both all day. But then, Sean, you can talk a little bit about the stream that we did a while back. You know, our channel is mainly MMOs, RPGs, RTSs, and somehow Minecraft falls into that category. We're not sure why, but we love it. And we have people doing everything from just sort of Let's Plays, which, you know, you guys know. Let's Play sort of basic level playthroughs. But then we also have guys who, like this guy Maz from Australia, does this amazing sort of edited Let's Play where he takes sort of the best thing and there's a little bit of voiceover and there's a music bed and he puts the most interesting clips together. And then we have actual Minecraft Machinima from one of our guys, Bonky, who's got a, you know, I think episode 7 or 8. And that's sort of like it's a really funny, weird, science-y show. It's hard to explain without watching it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we have people exploring all the mods, too. We have, like, guys doing shows on Red Merc. We had some zombie craft for a while. So it's just whatever's out there in the fan community. The one thing we haven't had is a big spleef tournament video submission.
Oh.
But I feel like that's inevitable.
Well, yeah, we have some news on that later. We'll talk about it in our news.
Oh, exciting.
Very exciting.
Super duper exciting.
Sean, and then we had, you know, one of the big things we were able to do was we had a big Minecraft stream back in February. Sean, if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so one of the initiatives that Machinima was starting to spearhead was the idea of doing more live content instead of VOD YouTube videos. And our actual first stream was supposed to be our World of Warcraft stream. And we were throwing together the ideas of how we're going to put it together, and the concept of a tech test came up. So people figure, okay, what are we going to do? We'll do a like little, you know, short 5-hour live stream beforehand just to test out our tech, because we had this, you know, expensive multi-switching box that, like, you know, Fox News and they stuff they use. And so we put this all together, and then all of a sudden one of the heads of the company came and said, oh, by the way, Notch is coming out for this.
Nice.
for your short five hour.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So our little, like, you know, test stream of Minecraft that, you know, we were going to have one of our personalities, CNanners, who's, you know, he's notable in the Minecraft community. He was going to be on it, now turned into this just huge, like, you know, they're paying for his plane ticket to come out. We actually intercepted him from his vacation from Mexico. So he was stopping in L.A. You know, our boss... The word "like a boss" is no more appropriate than it was. He just called him up and said, "Hey, why don't you come on up to LA and shoot this?"
language.
It's all right.
Yeah. And then that's how we kicked it off, and so we ended up having a live stream that we put together. And what we did is we reached out to our directors, and we had a server donated from one of our. Minecraft server hosts, and in trade for, of course, you know, mentions on the stream. And so our directors hopped on 48 hours ahead of time and started doing a pre-build, and it almost turned into like this, it's like building idols to your god, and he's going to come and see what you have wrought before him. And some of those guys are what's the word, insane.
Yes.
I think.
They're highly detailed, let's say.
Yeah. Meticulous in a very focused sort of way, and over a long period of time that doesn't involve sleep, I think.
Yeah. It was amazing. Like, I would be logging off at 2 or 3 in the morning, and those guys would still be on building. I mean, they had 48 hours to put sort of different worlds together, essentially, on the server. And so you would go to sleep and then wake up, you know, 5 hours later, and there would all of a sudden, oh, there's a giant, huge-ass Colosseum that somebody built overnight. And when I say giant, it's the biggest it's the biggest Colosseum I've seen in Minecraft.
Well, you have to. The thing is that Potato Orgy, the guy that built that, he actually was the guy who did the one-for-one recreation of Hogwarts, and that video went up for a while. And so he builds this Colosseum, right? I mean, the thing is literally like 100-yard scale, and he, in the middle of the night, decided too small, and scrapped that, and started building bigger next to it.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Crazy.
So that was, I mean, that was super fun. We had Notch in. It ended up being, he stuck around for like 8 hours. We went out to dinner with him, and it was a really cool event. And it was, you know, it was able to bring together CNanners and our channel. You know, because CNanners is on Respawn all the time on Machinima. And we were able to get them onto Realm and you know, sort of bring in more of the Minecraft audience that maybe hadn't discovered our channel yet, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a really fun streaming event. It actually inspired the community to make one that was 2 weeks ago, the Weekend of Minecraft streaming event. And it was right after you guys had done it. It was like, let's do it again. Let's just get a bunch of people involved and, you know. But yeah, that was fun. We got to see Easy there too. That was cool.
It's such a cool game. It does allow you to get all together, you know, on somebody's server without. I mean, all you have to do is to buy the game. It's not like World of Warcraft where you have to level a character and transfer him over to a server and pay money to do this. You know, if you've got the game and everyone has like their own particular way to play, you can just all get together and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of course, if you give people enough time, then you know, that beautiful giant treehouse that somebody built quickly, you know, sets alight.
Yeah. We've had issues with our server whenever they, you know, do a new patch, that bucket takes a couple days and plugins take a couple days. So we put up a temp map, and you don't want to take it down after the 3 or 4 days because it looks just, there's so many gorgeous things already on the map. And you're like, you guys are crazy. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. One of the things that Sean is looking into now is being able to copy and paste the like building templates to from server to server to server.
Yeah, it's really easy. Just use schematic files. Use something like MCEdit, and you can easily, like, you know, pull out the nice little buildings. Actually, it's unfortunate that Ian's not on, because that's something that he's doing right now. Is he's reaching out to the directors for one of his up and coming projects involved in Minecraft, and he wants and have him send those schematic files, those buildings, so that he can drop them into his world space.
So he's just downloading them off the server and then using MCEdit on them.
Well, he's doing the local, probably the local server to start, and then Ian actually does a lot of really good compositing work. So stuff that, like, he did for Azerothian superheroes and that sort of thing. Obviously uses a program like After Effects to, you know, do a lot of keying and a lot of layering and laying stuff in to get that really nice final look. And so he's using the schematic and build files to help effectively build the sets. I mean, you know, we're the kind of production stuff that we do is very analogous to Hollywood, you know, with our having actors and set and script and all that sort of thing. It's just the differences is machinimas in video games.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I guess that's a good break off to go ahead and go into our next segment, which we like to call...
Boom, boom.
I always forget it doesn't actually say the name in there.
Yeah, that's right. We have to say it.
Our journey.
And you've got to say it like that for some reason. I have no idea why.
Just to kind of creep me out, I think.
Warm and welcoming.
That doesn't sound warm and welcoming. It sounds creepy. Creepier, you know?
Our journey. Would you like some lemonade, little boy?
Yeah, I'm not bringing my kids over to your house. Sorry.
All right, then. What happened this week?
Well, this
Lots
week,
of adventures?
I know we did had a lot of fun on the Minecraft server. They've got a really good community over there, and we actually have the what's the area called, Wes?
Well, they were making Eric was building his house over in one kind of little corner, you know,
and I was like
hey, I should make a house over here too, and then they were like, well, why don't we go ahead and save an area for all of you, you know. Satori was like, I'll make a little cul-de-sac, you know, and you guys can all branch your houses off that cul-de-sac. I said, oh, you're making the shaft sack. So,
the shaft sack.
So now on the Minecraft server, there is a location called the shaft sack, and you can come and see our homes as soon as I get mine built.
Yeah,
it's funny that you were the one there. Well, no, I guess Eric was building first. Yeah. But anyway, my house is there, and I'm still building a little bit.
You got a little beachfront property.
But I've also been working on getting some plugins to our server. We got Lockette now, Cartmania, and Night Devote. Problem is, permissions are still borked, so only the admins can really use anything, which is cool for us, right?
And a lot of people have been asking why we're having so much problem getting the permissions to work on our server so that we can use all these extra tools. Because, I mean, the main thing is, correct me if I'm mistaken here, as soon as we give anyone a single task that they can do, instantly they can do a host of other things that we do not want them to be able to do as well, correct?
Basically what happens is when we turn on our permissions, they say it's because we have about 6,000 people on the permissions whitelist right now, and for some reason the plugins, whenever there's a restart, it doesn't work, and so everybody becomes an op immediately.
That's funny.
I don't know if y'all having, you know, 40 ops at once that you don't want being ops on your server is not a good thing. We had to roll back our server because it was like riots out in LA or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Once at one point in time, the amount of fire was just preposterous.
Yeah.
And this is from people like the other thing is like it's from good people too, because like once you hand op powers, I mean it really is, power corrupts absolutely. You know, even good people with powers will be like, oh look, I have the /kick command, I will kick everyone on the server off just to see if it works.
Oh god.
Yeah
So that was a lot of fun. but so that's about it. Just been playing with that, building up my I've been doing a lot of single player with the patch coming out, and getting wolves and building a new house. but yeah, that's about
that's
it.
Cool.
What about you, E-Dog?
Is that a cool way to say your name? Eric's Modern Living is what I like to call my area. It is a contemporary mansion.
Yes.
And it's
is it still open air?
Very nouveau, huh?
Is it still open air?
Open air?
Yeah, it didn't have any ceilings when I was looking.
Yes, it has ceilings now. Okay. Has a big screen TV. It has a podcasting room as well.
I saw that.
Yeah. And it's pretty cool. This is I guess kind of a gated community. Is that what you is it that kind of feel, because everybody has a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just kind of clumped together, and everybody can.
It's all around a little lake, land. just like one of these building subdivisions. You know, yeah. There's a lake with a bunch of houses around it.
Oh, and also I learned a cool command this week. Brent was messing around.
Have a golf course on there too.
Yes.
Oh
no.
Wait,
I could do that.
That's a cool idea.
Could put some green wool out. You know.
Yeah. Have a little clubhouse there too.
Some sand traps.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
I'll
good.
Do it.
And let's see. So the command I learned this week was how to spawn a mob that's riding another mob. And it's very funny when you have like a cow riding a pig, or you know, a giant riding a giant, or chickens riding pigmen. Oh, it's awesome.
Chickens riding pigmen.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to learn that command,
especially when no one knows what's going on. Just spawn a couple, and you know, and walk away and see what happens.
And my God!
And it's real easy. It's just / spawn mob, and then the name of mob, comma name of and the mob you want to be the mount, comma the rider.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sweet. Did I make that as confusing as possible?
I want pig
three
pigs.
Words command.
But it often looks like they're mating, though.
Yeah.
If you have, like, a cow riding
a
cow.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spawned two giants on our rainbow, and they were having fun on the rainbow.
It was brilliant.
So what have you guys been up to this week?
I have mostly just been... Well, first off, I've been fixing some beaches. Because we got our old map back. So I started having to go around and, you know, fix things again, you know, walk around spawn, fix things.
Yeah.
You know, but
you don't do this on other people's servers, right? Do you help clean up other people's servers?
No. Actually, I did a little bit on Minecraft. I was flying around. I was walking around, you know, and I'm like, oh, here's a beach. You know, I should fix this, you know.
You caught yourself.
I did find another one that I wasn't quite sure, you know, like, is it supposed to be this way, you know? And I'm like, oh, I should just leave this be. This isn't my server. And just so you guys know, I tend to get very ecological, and because everybody digs up all the sand from the beaches, you know, and leaves these big pits. And
right.
And so I go around and I fix them, you know, I make them back into beaches, you know, or people strip mine off a mountain and I'll put a layer of dirt, you know, over all the stone they leave exposed, or creeper holes, you know, stuff like that. I like to fix that.
Yeah. So you're a Minecraft conservatist.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I actually really like the scenery, and I find when people just go and, you know, blow it all to hell, I'm like, well, here, let's fix this up, you know?
Yeah, we can't dig in the water anymore because he's got this Save the Squids campaign going. It's really annoying.
It was funny though. They were working on a railroad extension. F. Tempest and them. They were making the Brooklyn Bridge or something. Mm. And so Seagon decided to make a little staging area in the water under where they were going to build it. So basically, he just took a huge chunk of the seafloor and like sunk the water. And so the first thing I did is I teleported over. I'm like, oh, this is really cool. And then I looked down. And I went, I need to fix that water. And he's like, no, it's supposed to be that way. I'm like, oh, okay. But anyway, we're back up to the temp map, which is the one with the
sand. The second temp map, first temp map.
This is the first temp map. This is the one with the sandstone spawn.
It's got the double rainbow.
Rainbow.
Okay.
And yeah, so that's kind of what I've been doing in Minecraft.
Well, cool.
Nice.
You guys get any playtime in this week, or y'all been working on some videos, or...
Sean's been working nonstop on some stuff.
Yeah, I actually have. We're actually in talks with possibly getting our WoW sponsor, our Minecraft sponsor, the guys that we use for the live stream, is on a little more permanent basis to host the server for us. And while we're sorting that out, I'm actually pre-building a map. And the idea is laying foundation so that we will have places for everybody to go build with kind of pre-established plots. It was something I saw on somebody's server a while back. I thought it was kind of cool. And it will be called Realmlandia. And a part of it, what I'm doing is I'm hiding little dungeons here and there out to world. I actually took a chunk of the Nether, like a pretty sizable, probably, you know, football stadium sized chunk, and sunk it down into the ground so you can actually dig down into it, since obviously you can't go there normally on a multiplayer map right now. But that's kind of how I'm killing time while we're waiting to sort out the sponsorship details.
Very cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't wait to get on the server. He's shown me some of the maps that he's been putting together, and there may or may not be a giant spur of Minas Tirith rock, right, just ready for a castle to be sitting on top.
Nice.
Do you guys server hop or go other places?
Antos does. Antos is one of the guys that works on our channel. He's got a server with some of his buddies and. Some of the guys we work with. And I know he server hops occasionally. I like single player a lot. I like just exploring and building my own little house and, you know, with whatever I can find. I'm very much sort of straightforward in that way.
So you're a survivor.
You're determined to pigeonhole everybody.
I love the labeling everyone.
Hey. One thing, actually, I started off this week was I picked up one of the survival maps, you know, where it's like the little desert island, and my wife and I actually been playing that one at home, and again, going back to the analogy of a wayward spark, that lovely wooden house went pretty quickly this week.
Yeah, I messed up, and the adventure map I got was Broville, and there wasn't really much adventure to it. It was just a bunch of buildings. Broville. I should have known with a name like that, right?
Like, Broville.
Broville.
Bro! The adventure of a lifetime.
Dude!
If bro. You're a bro.
Get your bro fix here at Broville.
There's an Ed Hardy shop.
Nice.
Okay, great. So that let's get some news.
All right.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Actually, we got a lot of big news this week. First, you know, the patch coming soon, I guess. I don't know if we have a date on it yet.
1.5?
1.5. Mm-hmm. That's going to bring us some stats, achievements, snow, and rain.
Yeah, we saw a video. Do we want to go ahead and talk about the video, or are we going to wait on that?
Well,
we got a video from Notch of the weather effects and some of the achievements working out. The video that he released, you could see the snow. It's kind of cool. The little snowflakes are all made on a little 5x5 or a little 3x3 grid. You know, there's X's and pluses and, you know, and hollow pluses and hollow X's. And it looks pretty good. And when it snows, it puts a layer of snow on stuff.
It's pretty thick snow, too. It's like almost like a blizzard that you're walking through.
And that's good. I think it's cool. I think reduced visibility in certain areas is really neat. And then...
lightning.
And lightning, yes.
Lightning, thunder. Oh, it's so cool.
And then when you go into the rain, I mean, the rain comes down pretty good, and everything gets a little darker. He's evidently working on some... like effects that rain does. For instance, you know, he was asking people for advice, and somebody said, when it's raining, it should be easier to catch fish. And he goes, oh, that's a great idea, you know?
Mm. Yeah. I saw that he's said he was going to try and, shallow holes he might fill up with rainwater.
Oh, that'd be cool. I'd have to say Notch is like the most productive procrastinator I've ever seen. He sends out updates like this. He's like, oh, I was going to, you know, work on doing achievements, but then I decided to add, you know, an entire another dimension instead. So, you know, have fun.
Yeah. The achievement interface is pretty cool too, because you have a big, huge area that you can scroll around. And you can see all of your achievements, and they're kind of wired up. It kind of reminds me of the skill tree or something in the Final Fantasy game.
It looks like a skill tree is exactly what it looks
like. Yeah, and it's pretty cool. There's a lot of statistics as well there. And one of them is kind of interesting. It records Well, okay, first off, you have distance walk, distance fallen, distance swum. I don't know if that's a word, but it's a swum there.
Swum.
But distance flown. So we're gonna be able to fly, I think, soon. It's just, you know, observation.
Get those dragons in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly. And then damage dealt, jumps, times played, all that good stuff. And I'm waiting to also see if maybe this data will be accessible outside the game, say on your profile page on Minecraft.net or something. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But yeah, man, I can't wait for this. Also, a couple things that are going to be coming soon to Minecraft is pistons. And if you haven't seen anything about pistons, there's plenty of videos out there. We'll link to one in the show notes that shows a good demonstration of how to move blocks. Basically, you're just moving blocks around with pistons. And if it's a physics block like sand or gravel, you can push them up in the air and they'll fly. You can do neat things like automated building. There's a demonstration showing the creation of cobblestone using lava and water, and then the piston moves the cobblestone into place, and it's just repeat. So it's just this ever-building machine. And
Jesus.
And this is really amazing. This is gonna be some amazing stuff. Jeb is interested in this mod, and it has been submitted. So I think it's a very good chance that we're going to see this in the game officially. Pistons,
yeah.
Oh, also, this was just a little tweet that Notch did this week, but apparently we're going to get the ability to aim bows, and that will both increase the damage and the range. So imagine pulling back your arrow and holding it there for a little bit to get the maximum charge, and then let it go, and then bang. You can
charge it like a Samus attack or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll get that maybe, I don't know, sometime. But I think the pistons is really the big thing,
yeah,
that we're gonna see. But Jeb has already said not for 1.5. They need a little testing going on. But and also, the, did we even say about...
No, we haven't.
The 11-11-11?
Nope, we haven't.
11-11-11.
Minecraft gets a release date.
And what does that really mean, though, right? Like,
it means they finally can just say that it's not in beta.
Right.
it means this is the arbitrary moment we have decided to stop, you know?
Yeah, will this be the biggest game to have more sales before its release than after? I mean, on release day?
I actually think, yeah. I can't imagine, yeah, another game that has ever had this kind of pre-release.
And are we going to see, yeah, it in Walmart? We'll be able to pick up Minecraft in Walmart.
Oh, is it going
to
be like a boxed version?
Oh, that
I can't imagine that they'll do that. I mean,
that would be weird.
It's so easy just to have everybody download it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe they should just sell a box in Walmart that has a piece of paper that says Minecraft.net.
Go to Minecraft.net.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Put in this code.
And the game's so small. I mean, you could literally put it on a floppy and, yeah, sell that.
Maybe he'll actually try to distribute on other platforms. Maybe we'll see an Xbox of Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steam, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Or even a USB, like a Minecraft USB stick that you buy. Mm-hmm. And then it comes with the game.
Or maybe a cement brick that comes with the game on it.
Cement brick?
When,
yeah.
Sounds like a lot
when
of
Notch
shipping.
When Notch was in the office, he actually had said that he wanted to make a collector's edition of Minecraft that was on quarter-inch floppies.
That would be nice. Man, I would have to install a drive real quick just to access it. But
I had a big floppy drive on my old computer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You should do it on a zip disk. I mean, everybody has an old zip disk drive lying around somewhere. Like, I think there's more of those around than, you know, quarter-inch drives anymore.
Yeah, zip disk. Wow. But that...
Well, we got one last thing. It's kind of more news for us that soon you'll hear more about this, but we're working on a spleef tournament that people will be able to sign up for, and they will be able to basically we'll have a brackets for each players, and we're actually going to film it and host it, and it's going to look like Fox NFL. It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have more news about that as we delve into it.
Awesome.
And get your teams. Go ahead and start looking for 3-man teams and design your skins.
Yeah.
Like a, you know, uniform. Keep your head so we can.
Oh, a uniform. I like that.
And just when you do your uniforms, put one two, and three, on so we can distinguish who you are on the backs of the jerseys.
Are we going to film the commentary part in front of the green screen?
Oh, we could.
Production value.
Here on Mind Center.
Mind Center.
I don't know. It could work.
No, or it couldn't. Or it didn't right then. I mean, I hear people going, oh, awesome name.
Shut up. Shut up.
But yeah, okay. So that's it. Get your teams going. And wow, we're already to
this.
Excavation Station.
Segway in the Segway.
Awesome. Yeah, you gotta love that. So I see none of us have any ideas, and that's good. Because we've got some calls here, and I'd like to go ahead and talk about this one. This is someone who's got an idea about some stairs.
Stairs.
Hello, Shaft. I have an idea for Excavation Station. My idea is I would like to have, like, slanted blocks that would act the same thing as stair blocks, but, you know, they'd be slanted instead of just, like, stairs, you know? You guys know what I mean? You know, just slanted. That way you can make more circular-type things. I know there is a mod for this. I've seen it. And so I just think that'd be a pretty nice thing, and it'd be easier for water. Water could go down it and stuff. And you could make, like, a slide. That'd be fun. And so anyway, that's my idea. That's all. Okay. Bye.
This trails off at the end. Slanted blocks. That really changes the entire look and feel of Minecraft, wouldn't you think?
I don't know.
Yeah. Because it's no longer blocky. Everything is angled and you know, I mean, imagine how many things wouldn't be blocky anymore. You know?
Yeah.
Just,
there's a certain charm. There's a definite charm to the look of the game as it is, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I wonder what do you do on a slanted block that's on a corner, like, you know, of two blocks? You know, it's like then you start talking about what, quarter blocks? And then you're right. You start becoming more and more granular on the look.
An upside down slanted block, it just gets crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Notch would have a hard time agreeing with that idea to put that in there. Well, let's do this one from A. Cook 8103. He says, "Glass to drop broken glass." Wait, did I read that right? So
when you break glass, it would leave shards. Oh. And then you could reheat it, and maybe it has dual purpose.
You could attach it to a club, and then have a club with shards of glass sticking out of it as a weapon.
Whoa. Nice. It's like a board with a nail in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Wim also suggested that, too. They were almost identical. It may be the same guy, but whatever. Thorn, right. 77.
You could like, dye the shards of glass and do stained glass windows.
Yeah, that'd be cool. We get that a lot. Like, everybody wants stained glass, so I assume it'll be here eventually. Something like that.
Yeah.
At least colored glass, right?
Yeah. Use those dyes. We got the dyes. We just need more reasons to use them.
And then we've had this suggestion before from Thorn 777, moon phases and tides. But with the wolves out, he makes a good point that when you have full moons, the wolves could be more active, and maybe they come out in different biomes that they normally don't spawn in.
Well, that's neat.
Or maybe they turn rabid, turn on their owners during the full moon, and you got to put them in a cage.
Or kill them.
Oh, that's
uncalled for. Once a month, you have to kill your pack, your wolf pack.
Yeah. Go back out and find more.
Sacrifice.
I love that idea.
I like the tides, though. The tides is cool. You know, I mean, waves and stuff in Minecraft, that'd be crazy. You could surf on them, maybe. Isn't that neat? Yeah.
I don't know.
Make a surfboard out of wood.
Yeah.
And travel faster. It's like a boat, but faster.
But more unstable. Swim out and then surf back to land?
Probably.
I mean, it's kind of like the bliss of fishing in the game. Do you really enjoy fishing, or is it just like, okay,
well, you know,
I got a fish, cool. I think I'd rather go kill some pigs.
Well, I mean, it's like surfing in real life. Not that I've ever actually surfed, but you don't surf for travel.
Right, it's just for fun.
Yeah, it's just for fun.
Right, so. But I'm saying surfing in Minecraft, would that equate to fun?
I bet so. I don't know.
I think we need to actually get Notch on a surfboard, and then we'll see it in the game.
Yeah, that's right. True.
I don't know.
Actually said that he wants to add more scuba-like stuff, because he just got advanced certified like last month. Oh, so he wants to add more like underwater features.
Yeah,
I do think there should be like a diving helmet, like a old school brass,
like Scooby Doo style.
Yeah, like a dive, like, you know, one where you can't do anything but like go straight to the bottom, and you just, while you have it on, you're walking on the bottom of the water.
And you've got some guy up top in a boat that's pumping air to you.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's see. We got another call here. Let's see.
What did it say? Hey guys, I have an idea for the excavation station. So what I think Notch really needs to implement into Minecraft is the ability to write on paper or in books or just something simple like that, because, you know, we have the tools for it. We have ink, we have feathers, that's enough for me, right? So, yeah, thanks.
Right. Are you here, Notch? It's enough for him, so get on that. But, I mean, there is a mod you can do that with currently. I was looking at mods last night, and there's one that you can write in books. Thought about getting it on to test it, and then I got lazy and didn't. So
that's perfect for adventure maps.
Maybe we'll have more info next week about that mod.
Murder mystery dinners in Minecraft.
Oh, that would really be fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and if you think about the technique of writing something in the game's not new, because obviously you can make signs. So you're just creating a series of signs that are accessible when you right-click on a book.
And now you can make a scroll.
I like it. Very nice.
Okay, so let's see. Patrick has a simple one. Flying pigs.
Flying pigs. as an enemy or something that you can ride?
I think they have to come out of your butt, too. I really think there's just no way you can get
poop block. So is that the new poop block? It's a flying pig?
Yep.
Yeah, flying pigs. I don't know. It's very.
Wayne's World.
There you go. I was gonna say fantasy, but it's not even really fantasy. It's more like freaking like Pee-wee's Big Adventure, like weird. Like, I don't know.
King Karate wants to be able to name his wolves, and I think this is legitimate. If you're gonna have a pet, you should be able to name it.
Yeah. So he gets a little name tag above him.
Yep.
You know, says his name. Yeah, I did that. Maybe one time, so you can't keep changing his name.
Yeah.
He's just there until he dies.
Yeah. So. If you don't like his name, you have to kill him.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I misspelled it. Oh,
sacrifice. Yes.
Well, have y'all been playing single player with the wolves? Because I went, and now I have about 10 wolves. I found 3 packs, like, right after the other, and all of a sudden I had 9 wolves, and honestly, they kind of get annoying if they're not sitting, because you're like trying to dig stuff
and you hit them,
pushing you, and you're like, So seriously, I have an area in my house that I have 9 wolves, and they sit there. That's all they do.
And I
walk in and look at them every once in a while.
And they look so pitiful when they're all sitting there, too. They're all whining.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. Like, my neighbor has, 10 wolves. This is Avidia, by the way, on the Minecraft server. He's my neighbor. He has, like, 12 wolves. And he keeps them outside, keeps me up all night.
You're going to poison him, aren't you?
Yes.
You're going to poison his wolves.
Animal control or something, dude. Animal cruelty.
Yeah.
Watch out, Avidia. He's coming for your wolves.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Here's another call here about mirrors.
Hey, guys. It's Minecraft Man from the Necromica series on YouTube. And my question for the excavation station is... or what I'd like to see them put in is a mirror block. I know people have suggested it. I know people want it. But, you know, just like maybe a piece of glass in the middle of the crafting bench surrounded by sticks. Or maybe 3 glass in the forming the middle row with 2 rows of sticks on either side. You know, I think it'd really be handy. And maybe it would make a... 2x1 block, I think it would be. 2 blocks high, 1 block wide.
Okay. And he didn't even say bye or anything.
Well.
All right.
That's very weird. I think he got cut off. Was that on our phone line?
No, that was a sent-in call.
Oh, weird.
Anyway, so mirrors. I have more faith in mirrors as a feature after having seen the CCTV mod, the security camera mod, and that's just because, you know, it's basically an animated texture but dynamically generated, right? Yeah. Because, you know, but you can take the the camera and point it at yourself and see yourself with the TV in front of you. So why not have a mirror?
I think it'd be great. I mean, everybody loves looking at themselves, right? I know Eric does.
I'm doing it right now.
But yeah, I think that's cool.
Plus, it would allow me to make mirror and glass mazes.
Like you can make
that would be good.
You can make like a strip club or something with mirrors. Yeah. Yeah.
Could you make like wacky mirrors?
Wacky mirrors. Oh yeah, carnival like a funhouse mirrors, like crazy style. Yeah.
Maybe if you put a certain block behind the mirror, it does something to it. That'll be a mod.
Yeah.
Just get the mirrors in there.
Yeah.
False mirror doors. You think it's just a mirror, but it's actually a secret. Secret room where you can watch spy on people in your house. I mean, that's not creepy, right?
No. Yeah. Not at all.
You use the pistons to move the mirrors.
Okay, Joel's not allowed in my house.
So, Mark wants a skill tree. He wants, like, further ledge creep. I guess that means you can go over the edge of a ledge farther than normal. Things like dual wield, faster taming, and faster growing.
So what happens when you punch a skill tree? What do you get?
Hey-o.
No, that wasn't a real question.
I was about to make a wood joke.
Quit joking about wood! Move on. So yeah, skill tree. That's like all WoW-ish and stuff, kind of. Right?
I think that goes with like our alchemy mod idea earlier. I think it would be better to have single-use items that provide buffs, you know?
Well, how much farther do you have to hang over a ledge than one block floating in space?
Yeah, it's like soon you're just flying, really, right?
And the quick grow, you can already do that with bone meal.
Yeah.
I mean, if you use bone meal on trees or crops, they insta grow, right? I mean, so what more do you need?
Well, Eric can't. He plays in peaceful.
So
but I did learn that you can tame wolves and stuff in peaceful mode.
How do you tame them?
Yeah.
You like hit them with a bone or right click.
How do you get a bone? Bones?
You just spawn them in with embedded.
No, I know the wolves are there. And see, that's the other thing is, I think we told people that you could only get them in, like, snowy biomes. But, like, Jacob's house, he's got, like, he's not anywhere near snow. And there's wolves spawning in his yard like nothing.
Oh.
And what he does is he goes from peaceful to regular. So he'll switch.
Oh, okay.
To just do certain things, like when he needs stuff, but then when he doesn't want to worry with the mobs, he goes back to peaceful.
Yeah, I would do that. That's
see, my son is more of a man than you are.
Because
he'll play on regular.
Well, it's actually kind of refreshing to see mobs and being able to attack them and stuff like that on a multiplayer server. And lately, I've been playing a lot on the Minecraft server, but creeper damage is turned off, so you don't get the excitement of getting blown up.
And well, also, you can get blown. I mean, you can get, is like personal damage turned off too?
No, I mean unless you do like slash God.
I think Eric's in God mode.
Yeah.
No, I mean I forget a lot of times to God mode up, and then I'm getting hit, you know, and then it's exciting.
Well, they may, and they may have just creeper damage set off to buildings. You can actually have two buildings or two players or to both.
Oh.
So I don't know how they have it set up. They're probably telling us in chat.
I think
right
it's
now,
just but, off all around.
They said, let's see,
oh, they
Eric
do hurt
is
you?
A wuss.
Wait. Satoria is saying that they hurt you,
they just don't blow up your stuff.
The land. Yeah. Okay.
That's so you don't grief people with creepers. You can get a train of them and then blow up someone's house, basically.
Yeah. And then Wes is there to clean up the mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Romelandia will not be so forgiving.
I'm 50-50 on it. Like, I think that there is something to be said for damage, but the problem with creeper damage being on is that you end up, like, a lot of people will log on when the map first comes up, and they'll build great stuff, and then they'll stop logging on for a while, and a few creeper rolls will blow up near, and so you end up with this ring of destroyed stuff around your spawn, you know?
That's no good.
With some of the people who aren't fixed, so then you kind of have to have people
and then that's a week of Wes's life gone.
Well, that's me either fixing stuff or us saying, hey, look, you know, this guy hasn't been on in 2 weeks and his house looks like, you know, he randomly placed blocks in midair. You know, why don't you build something else there?
Well, that's a good thing. If a creeper blows your sign away that says that's your house, then, you know, that's not your house unless you get your sign there fast.
Well, you know.
Whatevs. So next, we have something from Bloody Chuckles. This should be good. He wants pearls. He doesn't want them to give off light, but he wants them when they're placed near things to make that light brighter.
Oh.
And we just had we had one sent in last week that was for pearls, and we were like, what do you do with pearls, dude? and this week we had two things, that, and we also had someone talked about, let's see, JFXR3 thinks that pearls would be great and implements underwater. So if you got a pick right now, it's so hard to do underwater. It takes you that they would work
faster.
Oh,
yeah.
So that'd be an idea for him.
But that would be pretty cool if you could make pearl armor and, like, everywhere you walked, like, lights got brighter.
Oh, like a beat it, the music video, like stepping on blocks and stuff, yeah, and lighting up.
Yeah.
Billie Jean. What'd I say? Beat it? No. Yeah. Okay.
Beat it.
Ooh, I wonder if you put in the shards of glass, if you could, or the mirrors, then you'd have shards of mirrors, and then you could make disco balls. And that would be awesome.
So we got another call here about scissors or something. Anyway, here it is.
Yo, Shaft. Red Hawk Idiot here with some ideas for excavation station. First one was that you should have some sort of, like, scissors. If you walked up to a creeper, you could, like, right-click, and you'd, like, mirror him, and he wouldn't have the balls to blow up on you and get this concerned look on his face. Maybe you could make, like, Rocky Mountain oysters or something. And the second one was that you should be able to put blocks down on top of redstone, just to make it easier for serpent snakes, but not on top of, like, repeaters. Anyways, thanks, little show.
So let me get this straight, Eric. We have about 150 calls backlogged right now. And this is the one that made it on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, not that the idea is bad. I couldn't get over the cutting off the balls of a creeper, and I missed the rest of the thing.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yes.
I was wondering. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he wants to neuter the creeper with the scissors. So I guess you get two creeper balls, which you can use as hand grenades.
Is that where it goes?
Oh, hand grenades. That's pretty good. I like that.
And you also have a unique creeper to do your bidding.
Oh. Do you right click him with a bone?
Yes. This is getting bad. But maybe wouldn't that be funny? Like if you could have a neuter creeper would follow you around and be your friend, you know? And then you could, like, shift and hide, you know? And then, like, people would be walk up and go, "Ah, there's a creeper." Ah. And he's all friendly.
I don't know how friendly I'd be after a neutering.
Yeah, I think I'd crawl away into some cave and just cry.
Yeah. Well, the second thing you said was redstone stacking, which I strongly believe in that idea.
Are you making a cult about it? I mean, is your belief that strong?
Well, you
strong?
Know, I think it's just vertical wiring would be nice. I mean, you can go vertically, but it involves... spacing them out in such a way and using a torch to transfer the power signal down at a weird angle, diagonal angle.
How's this for an idea? What if redstone was actually a half block, so that you could put, like, another block over the top of it for going over it, and then if you double stacked it, it would be a vertical.
Yeah, that would work out really well.
Yeah.
Because it would just kind of float above it, yeah. Right? Because it... Haplock's always kind of...
Well, even redstone that you could slap on the wall, like a piece of art or a sign, would be fine. Mm-hmm. You know, wiring that you can lay on the walls. Now, I still think we need another set of colored wires. Like, I think we need redstone and bluestone.
Oh. And then you'd be like, whatever you do, don't dig up the blue wire stone stuff.
Well, I think the way he built, like, Minecraft, whereas... everything occupies a block, right? No matter what, if it's a torch, if it's redstone or whatever, it technically, air itself is a block. And so I think that's the problem. I think even if you have, like, if you have paintings, right, you can't put blocks up in front of it without destroying the painting, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can't sandwich stuff, like, you can't basically, like, slip in stuff in between the cracks of the world, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually found a cool trick with that this week while I was building my house out. I was digging from below and then putting up glass above me so I could see the creepers up there. And I'm in a snow biome, so there's snow and everything. And I found out that you can actually click a block on that snow part. So you're actually, even though it seems like it's one block, it's actually a second block on top of the block. Mm-hmm. And so you can go one up above that block where the snow is and actually clip onto that.
Yeah.
So you can build off the side of snow. So it's a cool way to go.
But maybe you could take in, maybe if you had like let's say you wanted to build wired sandstone. You take 8 sandstone and you put it around a redstone, and basically you make a redstone conducting sandstone block.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe it's got ports on all 6 sides. You know.
Oh yeah, like
but,
a hub.
But basically, you wire your stone.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So it's like an infused sandstone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
I like it.
So there, more complexity to add to the game.
Well, we're going to get pistons, so, you know, reworking some redstone wire is not a bad idea.
Let's see, we got one here.
Are you
going
to forward this to Notch when we're done so that he can...
He's listening right now. He always listens.
He's listening.
He's got out his notepad. He's jotting feverishly with his with his squid ink and quill.
Let's see here. Daniel says that adventure mode on the menu... He wants a new mode, basically, that's adventure mode with NPCs and hidden treasures. And I think we hear that a lot, that people want that. But I think that's more of a server side thing, like let the servers and plugins kind of do that. And I know Notch has talked about, you know, village and stuff, so you know, I'm sure we'll see something like that.
But. Well, but I also think it might be something for, like, let's say you want a single player adventure, you know?
Yeah.
So
I still like the DM kind of thing. Remember Vampire Masquerade or what was it? Was it Morrowind? No. You know what I'm saying? It was a game.
Neverwinter Nights.
That is it. I think we're going to see Minecraft do that by the release date. And this is just me guessing here. But by November 11th, I really think we'll be able to create our own adventures and have NPCs and have a DM or GM or whatever.
It seems like that. I mean, Notch has been really programmatic with everything, right? Like, there's not much of a game design around it. It's more about the building the processes and so, you know, everything that randomizes the way things work. I mean, because if you start adding a single player, you need to have, you're talking about fixed, rigid structure in a very organic game. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I would see that maybe if he did something like that, that like villages or like you guys are talking about, it would be almost like randomly spawned within the world.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Well, so, I just think that I agree. I think a lot of what he needs to do is just put in the tools to make things happen.
Robots,
And people will make stuff happen.
For the robot plays. Those are coming.
So. Robots.
Let's see. Here's a good one from Bushwood. Dog whistles. Teleport your wolf to even... When it was sitting, I have 2 wolves that are still sitting out in the woods somewhere. That because I clicked on them and tamed them, and it sits them automatically. And I didn't realize it. And they were the first 2 wolves I got, and I ran off, and I got more wolves. And I was like, I don't have all my wolves, so they're just sitting there. Like,
so a dog whistle would make all of your dogs stand, right?
And come to you. Yeah. Basically, it'd
make
them stand.
That's pretty good. That's valid. Excellent. Also, Kaken stuff wants armor for wolves. Well, you know, they get a pretty big hit pool once they're tamed. It's I don't have the number exactly, but I want to say it's probably as many hit points as you have.
I think maybe it'd be cool to do something like armor, or I don't know, a dog collar, like tag. But they, you know, it gives them some sort of buff or something, makes the wolf do something different. You know, maybe it'll actually attack a creeper.
You know, a buff. Yeah, something.
Put on a redstone something and he can swim in lava or something. I don't know.
Oh, that's kind of neat. But yeah, I don't know. Armored dogs, they just might last forever and you can take creepers out, you know, and it might be a little overpowered.
It'd be noisy too.
So, but more importantly, his name, Kaken Stuff. Like, do you think he's a new player, or do you think he was just really happy when cakes were put in the game?
I don't know. Maybe he's a Portal fan. Maybe he's a liar.
Could be.
Huh?
Oh. I'll kick you out. Wants record players to work off redstone, and when a song is over, for the record to restart.
Yeah, because right now you got to pull it out and put it back in.
He wants a soundtrack. He wants a soundtrack in his house is what he wants.
Oh.
He wants to be able to push. He wants like the round bed and the disco ball with the broken glass pieces, and then he pushes a button on the wall, and it all turns on, including the music. You know.
Oh
yeah. I think we're running out of steam on this segment. Let's let's finish this last one here and move on. This is Chris, who wants a timer that could be started by clicking or using some kind of current. You know, using redstone current, and then I guess you trigger something at whatever interval that timer is at.
Yeah.
Timer. You know, the relay blocks are kind of a timer.
Just chain them?
Yeah, yeah. You just chain them up and put them on the slow setting.
So how many do you think you would have to put in a round to, say, make something go off in 30-minute intervals?
Oh, I see. Oh, that kind of, yeah, long-term timer.
I mean, about how long? I haven't really played with them that much. So, how many seconds do you get off one? Is it like a second? Is it 4 seconds?
No, it's milliseconds.
Oh, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, a lot, you're saying.
Yes,
so
like, you would need a lot.
Hundreds of thousands or something.
Maybe. I don't know, but a lot, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. Timers. Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. I can't ever see this being connected to TNT either. I don't see any chance that would ever happen.
Oh, yeah. Time bombs and stuff.
I think it would probably be connected to some creeper nuts. That's my guess.
I think you need some greenstone to go with it, so you have to decide which one block to knock out.
Exactly, yeah. Nice. All right, well, let's move it along.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful. Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Sightings.
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 I think we've said enough.
Sightings.
All right, this first thing here, we
our
got...
Our journey.
Remember the Minecraft teacher?
Yeah.
Well, there's a new article about him on Kotaku that came up this week, and also we have some more Minecraft teacher news.
Yeah,
and what would that be?
He's going to be on the show.
Whoa, we get to meet him and hang out with him.
So now we might have to actually change the date. I just found out this week that we're filming that day, and it may bump up right next to it, so it may be just a little later that night because it's on a Thursday. Okay. And I thought we were filming on Friday, but apparently we're not. So I don't know. I'll get with him and make sure that's still good, but. Yeah, that'll be cool to talk to him and find out about it. He was talking about actually filming possibly from his classroom so you could see some of the stuff he's doing.
Oh,
and
that
things
would be
like
awesome.
That. But it is kind of late, so he was like, I don't know if I want to stay at class that long. So
yeah.
Can't understand why.
That would be neat. And what is this here, this production tree? This thing is crazy.
This thing is crazy. And I don't know how actually useful it'd be. Like it has like every item and basically how you go about making it in one tree. So it has like the items with arrows pointing towards what it makes, but it's like if you really came in and are like, I want to make this, it would take you probably 5 minutes to actually find the item you're looking for.
Yeah, it's clever how it's put together.
Right, no, it's like a cool poster for a college dorm room or
something. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, there
yeah.
we go.
Like yeah, yeah, we should, you know, not yeah, to say our up. Room here is a dorm room, but get this
have
on
you
the wall.
Looked around here. Yeah.
Shut up! Shut up! I'm gonna throw some creeper balls at you.
And this next thing here, this is the link to the piston mod demonstration, and also there's another one here. Coast Quest episode 138. Co did some testing of these pistons, and it's just more piston fun. I love pistons.
Piston fun.
Piston fun. And this here is a new song. This is cool. It's called Mining All Day Long, and this is by Miracle of Sound. I found this on the Escapist magazine. And, man, it's just it's catchy and happy and fun, and it's a great song. So I had to link it. So check that out in the show notes. What else?
Did we link Josh's rap last week?
Oh, his new song?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't believe so. We'll do that. Yeah, it's called the 8bituary, yeah. And it's really cool. I helped him mix the song, and he put it up on YouTube, and it's really cool. It's really good. It's got a nice hook to it, and Hodge Josh is a really fast and accurate rapper. I've noticed.
Fast,
you know what I mean?
Fast and accurate.
I mean, you can be fast, but sloppy.
He is highly efficient.
But, yes. He's an efficient rapist.
I think Eminem gets that a lot.
It was more of a social commentary, as in his insight is very, very on point.
Yeah.
Like, Dre's sitting there, and he's going, you know, Eminem, you're very efficient, man. Dog, you're efficient.
You're very introspective.
Let's save these last ones for next week because I haven't actually had a chance to look them over all the way.
Okay.
It's time for the listeners to do something special. What they do that's special, we call it the listener contribute.
Oh, man.
Wow. That was cool.
Those poor singers.
They were so young, so innocent. That was sent to us by SpartanMan1222. Thank you very much. Nice bumper.
That was a great bumper.
Excellent.
More like that, please.
More. So, we're getting on to listener contributions.
We've been doing something with Gamefly. We wanted to bring y'all into. It's just gamefly.deadworkers.com. It's something that I know I've used for a long time for my kids, because, man, there's nothing like buying a game and then, like, it sucks. And because, you know, half the games my kids play, I don't really want to play, like Pokemon, you know, whatever. no offense Pokemon, to all you guys out there who like it. But I'd rather get it on here and let them play it, and if they like it, then I can get it, you know. So that's what I use it for.
Yeah, and it's basically a rental. You know, it's Netflix for games. You rent games, they bring it to your door, you put them back in, and there's no late fees. And I've been using this service for 5-6 years. I mean, a long time. And when I like a game, I just keep it, and there's a keep it price, and it's usually really cheap, and that's how I probably acquired 99% of the games I own in my house. So
I need to see your statistics on that. I want to see your work. I want you to show all the...
You want to see some graphs and stuff like that? Some pie charts?
Yes.
So do we have a URL for peeps to go to?
Yeah, it's just gamefly.deadworkers.com.
Yes.
And hopefully it works.
Hopefully it works.
So...
All right, then.
Let's see here. We got the first listener contribution. This is from Jack, and we talked about him in episode 8, where he pointed out how many people had signed up or registered for Minecraft. And back then, it was 2,025,000, roughly. And he wanted to point out that now that number is all the way up since episode 8 to 6,224,000.
Yowza!
So Minecraft has done quite a bit of growth. I mean, some of that is people with multiple accounts, I'm sure. Heck, the Yogscast guys have probably a million of those themselves.
Yeah, did they have like 40 or something?
Yeah.
Mm. And Shinma's got 3.
I have 2. You have a couple, don't you, Brent?
Well, I have one for me, one for my son, and then one for the Shaft podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So do you want me to read this one in yellow here?
That would be dandy.
Ness the Hero writes in, "Hey Shafters, I love segments like Excavation Station and reading suggestions on Reddit and get satisfaction for Mojang." And the get satisfaction for Mojang. I
don't know. Are you sure you want to read this?
yeah, I'm usually pretty good at this.
English.
But I have a beef with the Minecraft community. I think giving feedback is great, but I don't like it when people start demanding Mojang implement their ideas. A recent example is the Piston mod. Since its inception, many community members have started demanding that the mod be rolled into the vanilla game. I think that this attitude is detrimental to the community. I would prefer that Mojang give us more things that equate with their vision of what Minecraft would be. Do you guys see a similar attitude in your community and others as well? I would love the Piston mod if it were part of the official mod API, but I don't like forcing it in. Sorry for the paragraph. Keep up the great podcast.
I don't think Mojang is going to put anything in they don't like, you know, that they don't think should be in the game. So, and I don't really know if people are, I mean, people are asking for it to be in, but it's not like there's people out there with, you know, pitchforks and signs saying, you better put this in or I'm not buying the game.
With strong
pitchforks.
I have noticed that in games with very strong communities, the communities tend to believe that their input is a little more powerful than it probably should be. Mm-hmm. I know that some people get very forceful with their ideas. I've seen it, you know, even in little things like, you know, sometimes in our community, you know, we've had a lot of problems with permissions and things like that. And sometimes people will be, you know, hey, you aren't paying attention to us.
Yeah.
And we're getting mad at you as a community for not paying attention to us. And it's not that we're not paying attention. It's just that at certain points in time, you know, we can't answer everybody's questions or do everything the way they want them to.
Right.
And I think it's a natural side effect of strong communities.
I see that a lot in the WoW community, where people will rise up and, you know, like, say, for instance, the hunter gets nerfed, and they're like, I can't believe you nerfed the hunter. I hate you, Blizzard. I hate you. And you're like, do you really hate Blizzard? Wow.
Yeah.
Calm down, dude. You know, but, I mean, I see that starting to happen now.
Right.
Yeah, and then they log in anyway.
But, when is Notch ever really seem like he's followed a pattern for his new features? Like, anytime it's like, oh, here's something that looks like makes logical sense in what people have been asking for. It's like, oh, no, here's music blocks.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're all like, yay, we got new toys. But, you know, you can submit, and I like it. It's not like you shouldn't demand that this mod gets put in the game. You just submit it, and then let Jeb and them, you know, assess it, and then put it in. But once you submit it, it tells them that, oh, this is actually... We have the permission to, you know, to implement this into the game, and they'll get back to you as a mod writer. They'll get, you know, exchange some words, try to figure out the code, you know, and stuff like that. So it's all about submitting your idea to them, not yelling at them and hating them. I hate you.
And how hard is it to throw mods on these days anyway?
Well, we've had some problems.
Well, that's my own issues.
I mean, didn't Notch actually... I thought he actually officially stated that he wanted to add more official modding and add-on support, like, into the game, so that that sort of... I mean, the texture pack he already did, right? I mean, that was his way of supporting the community in that regard as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... In a way, that's... You look at a big juggernaut like World of Warcraft, that's... You could argue why they've been so successful is that they just opened up that ability for people to make what they want so that, you know, they don't have to wait around for them to do it themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's talked about, you know, there's going to be an API, and he's actually, I think, working, you know, they have someone working directly with the guys at Bucket as well to see what they need to facilitate that. So I think that's a definite. And here we got one from Magical Corkscrew. He wants us to make our spleef arenas out of TNT. Apparently, if you hit TNT, it instantly falls. But just be sure to, he says here, to be sure it falls far enough away from you. Seems obvious. And to let it drop in water so it won't blow up anything else.
That sounds interesting. Pretty good idea. Yeah, I just imagine... Cool. You know, if anything went wrong, though, that would be really, really bad for everybody else.
Yeah. It's worth a shot to see what would happen, really. Yeah. It's kind of cool. It's like a spleef hardcore mode or something.
One thing we've talked about is having some basic game rules in, and maybe there's a spleef block that could be made. Something very simple that just instantly falls away with one hit.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Well, I know snow is popular because it's so quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, look like AstroTurf almost, but like with white edge, so when you put them all together, it actually makes a grid, but it still has a different color. Oh,
that's a good idea.
Oh, I see. So you could distinguish.
Yes.
Very distinguished idea.
Well, thank you. Where's my monocle?
Sounds very Tronish.
Yeah, it does.
And then Anthony asks if we've ever seen the piston mod. And
no, what is this piston?
I don't understand.
Pistons.
Pistons.
So we'll yes, and yeah. So okay.
So how do you feel about it being added to the game, Wes?
I am apathetic.
Is it because you don't like building machines and building stuff with redstone?
No, I do think there needs to be a way to convert redstone energy into, you know, physical energy, but I don't, I'm 50-50 on how that's done. I don't care.
Oh, okay. I like it.
He does not care, and neither does God Rizo, who says, can you please do the thing like in episode 50 and episode 100?
Of Control Point.
We're going to do that. We're going to end the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
is that what he means?
Wants us to do radio dramas, radio plays.
Yeah,
for this show.
And we've talked about it. I think we come down to right now our current issue is that we put these out on YouTube and Blip TV, and we're not sure how much people would enjoy watching or listening to the 2-hour play
with a still frame there.
Yeah. So maybe I don't know. We'll find some machinimators or some Flash people to make something behind it. Because we don't have time to do both. We can either do the make it and record it, or We can make machinima. But, yeah.
And for those watching this on YouTube, understand this is actually an audio podcast. So for the YouTube viewers, you're just watching our heads talk. But this is we have far more listeners on iTunes than we do YouTube viewers. So what we do on this show might be more, you know, tuned towards audio.
Yeah.
So, and that
yes.
is that.
Okay, well.
All right.
That's about the end of this shindig here.
Holy crap.
Woo!
That was it?
Hey, don't sound that excited. It wasn't that bad.
It was celebration.
That was a reluctant woo.
Oh, okay. I always get them confused. Well, we do want to thank you guys for joining us, and we can't wait to see what's coming next from Machinima Realm, especially in the Minecraft world. Is there anything else y'all want to let listeners know? Links or Twitter feeds or anything like that?
Yeah, we have some links on Twitter. We have a Facebook fan page, facebook.com/machinimarealm, and a Twitter account where we tweet out lots of news, including Minecraft news, at twitter.com/machinimarealm. And our YouTube channel is youtube.com/machinimarealm.
Yeah, it is the hugest. It is like one of the biggest channels on YouTube, right? I mean, it's always at the top of the list.
Yeah. Machinima is the largest network on YouTube right now, and our main channel has over 2 million subscribers. Our little realm channel, though, we've got a 200 and getting close to 240,000 subs right now.
Nice.
Machinima Realm is actually the fastest growing channel that Machinima's had yet, and because we're tapping into the community like here, the more the creative side, you know, you can do only so much 360 fakey headshot no scope whatever, and you know,
right,
we provide a home for the rest of the traditional gamers, we'll put it that way.
Okay.
Although we do have going up this week a Minecraft 360 no scope video making some of Black Ops videos.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, very cool.
You can actually catch our main episode on Machinima Realm every Tuesdays and Fridays. So if anybody wants to check out the show named Machinima Realm on Machinima Realm, and you can see what we're all about.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, very cool.
Very fun, guys. It was awesome.
Woo-hoo. Well, thanks for coming on. We were excited to have you guys. We have been our old Warcraft podcast was specifically focused around Machinima. We've always been into it,
mm-hmm.
and as demonstrated from Eric's previous works,
mm-hmm.
cool
and stuff.
Well, cool. That wraps us up for another great episode of The Shaft.
See you next time.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hey, Shafters, this is Shane_Sears on both Minecraft and Twitter, and I was just calling you guys about episode 28 when they talked about having the Graboids from the movie Tremors in Minecraft. I just had a couple ideas to kind of work in the game mechanics for such a thing. I figured you could spawn new areas as you move out that the dirt is a lot deeper or the sand than normal, like, you know, 6, 8, 10 blocks, and that would be the area that they could travel through. I'm thinking something about 4 blocks in diameter-ish. And then when the Tremors actually travel, I mean, you wouldn't actually have to show a graphic of it, but on the surface, the blocks could change to tilled blocks to show it as it travels, and that may stay behind afterward. And if they travel through sand, then it would actually transport 2 blocks of sand, 1 block up, and then they fall back down after it passes through. Has something where it moves at about the same speed that you run, and then it can actually come up underneath you and try to grab a hold of you or eat you. Sorry about the trucks in the background. But then in the movie, they took care of them by, you know, using explosives and stuff. And I don't see why you couldn't also use that in game currently. If something's chasing you, you know, you can jump up on stone to keep from it getting you. If you jump up onto cobblestone, it can keep ramming into the cobblestone, which will eventually pop the blocks and it can get through to you. And if you wanted to blow it up, you could jump up and place a block of TNT underneath you, or lead a creeper onto that ground, and then it would come up under the creeper and eat it and blow up. So anyways, love the podcast, you guys, and have a great day.
Dead Workers Party Network. Choosy mothers choose The Shaft.